All right, let's hit the road. The road's very wet this morning. It rained a significant amount last night, and though it's not raining right now, I'm still going to turn on my headlights. For the heck of it. Oh, there are a lot of cars. Come on. Come on! This dude in his varsity jacket and backwards baseball cap standing here just on the street on his phone, pacing back and forth. Go to school, man. Come on. Guy driving this flatbed tow truck is driving like a real asshole. I didn't check in to see the latest from Halo and Assassin's Creed this morning. How fucked up is it that what you would call the two biggest games of the week, both have to have, like, basically active blogs devoted to, like, here's what we're doing to fix the thing you bought. We've got another patch coming. Like, Halo's like, we got another thing dropping this weekend that'll also help. And then Assassin's Creed was like, we've got something. I think they posted, like, here are the things we're working on right now and there's more to come or whatever. I think that might have been what it was yesterday. But God, man. Regardless of what you think about the Assassin's Creed franchise and the Halo franchise and blah, 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 like, it shouldn't be like this. Your big November games shouldn't be hosed. Out of the box. That's I Though I guess maybe Assassin's Creed is like functional, but well, no, I guess people were saying that they had some issues with the co-op stuff. The multiplayer was not working there particularly well either. Okay, just gotta look at the freeway. It's slow as shit. I guess it's a good time to be one of those people that doesn't buy stuff on release, you know? The type of person that hangs back a bit. Like, maybe you're just buying Shadows of Mordor right now. Or something. Maybe you're really digging the Talos Principle public test. I don't know. Maybe you're a Borderlands person and you just bought Borderlands the pre-sequel. I don't know what you're into, man. It takes all kinds.
Oh good, you didn't delete this one.
I think this station having a weird build-up of like, oh, here's a cool song you haven't heard in a while, and then having it be Lifehouse is maybe the clearest example of why I should really change my presets. Stop listening to some of these stations.
Want to get a sense of this? We'll do it for you. Tweet us at MashupRich, at MashupNicole.
All right, I'm the gas station. You guys entertain yourselves for a brief period of time.
what up? This is B.O.B. Hold up. That was just a blast, the new music. It's all right here, Hazel. Join the hip-hop music meeting. Follow the SuperSense.com/hip-hop-lation.
Yep, these cars on the freeway are not moving particularly well. I like Ludacris's energy. I like his charisma. But I don't necessarily like much of his work. I should clarify. His work in music, his acting is fine. He's got a trap for rap. It's crap. It's Run's house. All right, now we're moving. For at least this short stretch.
Blog Radio. And if you're into it, come see us online, gorillaversusbear.net. We have what I feel genuinely is the greatest
.com was taken
in the history by BP today. Let's get things started strong. We've got a brand new one from Ryan Hemsworth featuring DOS. We'll also hear some new recycled culture. And up first, it's PC Music's Danny L. Arl, Danny Sunshine. This track is called In My Dreams, and you can download it for free over on the PC Music site, pcmusic.info. It's Danny L. Arl on Blog Radio.
I bought, one of these lemonade Rockstar recoveries, as I'm prone to do in the morning, and this one tastes a little off. It's a little skunky, I don't know. Maybe that means it's got more power in it.
Thank you.
not trying to hear that, see? My mind when I learned that Positive K played both roles in that song. He was doing a duet with himself. Thanks for calling. Booties up the cutie, said he's shaking, but relaxing. The action is packed in a jam like a pot of beef. Bound to get you up, cold, flowing like a faucet. Not me to make you sit, not me to make you jump. But yet, make the hotties in the body shake your butt. I like the way you comb your hair. I like the stylish clothes you wear. It's just the little things you do. That makes me want to get with you. R-E-C-K-X. Rex. Rex. In effect. I'm under an overpass, which is enough to stop the signal.
Everybody know, chain still going. Kicking with my phone that ain't been here before. Thought I'd seen everything.
This version of this song sounds weird to me. Always has. I'm used to this version. Nope, that's not it at all. I heard this one before I'd heard the original version of the song. I installed my 980 the other night, and Tuesday night, I guess. And had this realization as I was looking over my list of games. I was like, oh, anything that's like graphically intensive or whatever, I've kind of already played, and don't especially want to play again to see like this relatively minor improvement. It's definitely feeling like, oh, well, this card will come in handy later. Until then, I guess Quake 3 runs really well. That was the first game I played. After installing the card, I was like, well, what's graphical powerhouse is really gonna show this off. Oh, Quake 3. I mean, Quake 3, of course. I downloaded the PC version of Assassin's Creed and looked at that for a few minutes, and it, with everything turned up, did not run great. I'm pretty sure, like, there's an option in the settings just says stretching, and it was on by default for me. It seems like they stretch a 16:9 image out to 16:10 for those resolutions. Like, they don't render more of the world or whatever. It's just, here, yarn, just stretch everybody out a little bit for you. There you go. Like, oh, thanks. That's what I wanted.
Classic Alternative. This is First Wave. I am Madison. I tweet at Radio Madison. Good morning and good afternoon. We have a lot of channels here on SiriusXM. So many great channels. I heard a rodeo channel the other night, but I might have had a Cosmopolitan, so maybe I was dreaming it. We have a lot of channels, including one called Studio 54 Radio. It's 24/7 disco. So, of course, you're going to hear compositions and music from this guy, Giorgio Moroder. Here he is collaborating with Phil Oakey together in Electric Dreams. By the way, Studio 54 Radio is Channel 15 on Madison First Wave.
No, it isn't. It's 54. It's been the fucked up thing about the Sirius and XM mergers is now they have, like, two channel lists, depending on, like, which radio you have or whatever, which is crazy. That they wouldn't just unify that in some way and go, here, this is how it is. Right? Let's go to channel 54, I think. Yep. That's the smartest thing they did is... Well, that's channel 15 is like... Fucking bullshit.
I can't believe you let me down.
You can't believe it, eh? I can't. Leave your ass flizzat.
Always good to hear it. Okay, Thursday here, morning, working, getting it all done. It's free money all day. We're paying your bills. I'm getting set to stack up here. 30 minutes of nonstop Kiss music. I'm out of my matcha. I brought my own matcha in. It's organic ceremonial matcha.
Mm-hmm.
Ancient Japanese green tea.
Does it taste different from regular green tea? I've never had matcha.
It's a little stronger.
Oh, I love the container.
You put a spoonful in. Yeah, it's easy to make, so you just
bring it and stir it up. Yeah, it's a really good
container. Can you go hot or cold with it?
I like it hot.
Yeah.
You can go, actually, you can go ice.
Uh-huh.
You can go ice. First time I did, I put too much in it. It's very strong.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Matcha.
Yeah. And you're bouncing off the walls.
Between my boba, my moma, my matcha, I mean, we got all kinds of activity. 1-800-520-1027 at Kiss FM. Pasadena, Noella, how are you?
I am well, Ryan. How are you?
Solid. Thank you for listening to us. How can I save you?
Hey, you know what? I am calling to encourage you guys to go ahead and do the All Positive Roses in December. I think it's an excellent idea. The world needs to hear more about all the happy marriages and happy relationships that are out there and not just all the negative ones.
So what I was thinking was, as we
approach... What I was thinking was turning this fucking bullshit off.
I have a daughter. Guess what I'm going to call her? I'm going to name her Bonnie.
Morning radio.
I read about your Uncle Ronnie, too. I'm sorry.
Nothing against happy relationships, but... Yeah, man.
protected.
I keep going to the river to pray.
Thursday nighter at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, it's the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Cleveland Browns. It's the Battle of Ohio, people. Home feed the...
It's foggy and traffic sucks, and let's take some calls. The phone line is open. What is it here? 707-925-2662. Number. Damn it, Ian, what do you want?
Hey, what's up? I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes. How are things going?
They're going all right. I didn't know you were still doing this radio show.
Yeah, you know, I just ended up still doing it here and there. And I don't normally, like, tweet it out or whatever, because normally it's just, like, me in a car eating food. But,
yeah.
But yeah,
well, apparently that's what the people want to listen to.
I know, yeah, that's, yeah, I try to chew the meal replacement bars as close to the microphone as possible, and then we play a fun game for prizes where people try to guess, like, what type of bar it is, and there's a whole thing.
How often do they get it correct?
Well, it's always the same bar, so they've gotten pretty good at it. Yeah, detecting it's like a power bar plus, sometimes a peanut butter flavor, sometimes vanilla. Just to mix it up a little bit.
Okay, yeah, keep them on their toes. You don't want them winning too much.
No, exactly. Yeah. So, how's the internet business going?
It's a business, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
I don't know. It's, you know, it's the hard thing with a business like this is you just got to get users.
Yep.
You want that slow build.
Yep. That's that was always the. The thing, right, is it's the sort of thing that's got to build one at a time. I still have my, like, accounts from like the Kickstarter, and I just haven't. I don't have a site yet in mind that I want to do.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of people who basically did that, and were like, I don't know what I want to build, but this will come in useful one of these days.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And you can redeem it whenever you want to. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
I should
yeah.
I get to it eventually.
Yeah, one of these days.
I'm recently dropped the price.
Oh, really? How much is it now?
Yeah, it's like $9.99.
Okay, that's... That's a decent price for the webhook suite of software suite. What is it? It's like you can self-host it now too, right?
Self-hosting? We will. Yeah.
No, self-hosting.
Sorry, self-hosting.
Self-hosted by yourself.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's open source. All the code's open source. So if you want to do self-hosting, you can just download the code.
Yeah.
Hook it up yourself. We have instructions on the site and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. You're playing Icewind Dale, right? Is that?
Yeah, me and Dave have been doing a playthrough of Icewind Dale. That's been fun.
How is that new version of it? Has it been?
So it's the third advanced edition they've made. Because they made Baldur's Gate 1 and Baldur's Gate 2 advanced edition.
Right. Yeah.
So by this third one, they've worked out most of the kinks. It's still got some weird bugs. Some of them are left over from the original thing.
Yeah.
And some of them have been introduced with the enhanced edition stuff. It's definitely an improved version of those games. So if you ever wanted to jump into those games, those are the versions to do. They're mostly faithful to the old games with most of the bugs worked out.
Yeah, I ended up playing through Baldur's Gate 1 originally, and then played, like, some of Baldur's Gate 2, but then never played Icewind Dale, so I always thought about, like, maybe
Icewind Dale is, you just go back and play Icewind Dale or something?
No, I was thinking about doing it, but I haven't.
Yeah, like, Icewind Dale is most like Baldur's Gate 1, where it doesn't really have a story.
Oh, yeah.
Just go here and kill dudes. Icewind Dale is actually a little even more linear. Like, it is pretty much just a straight, right, go right, kill skeletons, go right some more, kill more skeletons.
I mean, there's something to be said for a linear game from time to time. I don't think every single thing has to be, like, wide open crazy all the time.
No, absolutely. And the engine, like, that engine is broken in some fascinating ways. Super fun just to sit there and try to figure out, like, how you can break it more and more and more.
Yeah. Now, what I've been meaning to get back to is meaning to grab those re-released versions of X-Wing and TIE Fighter off of Good Old Games and trying those out, but we just haven't gotten around to it yet.
It's some real video games.
Exactly. Some proper interactive entertainment, not your weird turn right, kill skeleton simulator.
Right.
Like it was Legend of Grimrock 2 or something. Yes, exactly. Star Wars, finally. Something we can all...
I'm pretty sure those Star Wars games aren't canon anymore. You know, ever since Disney bought out Star Wars.
Oh, I guess, then I guess I probably shouldn't play it then. They've been cast out.
If it's not canon, then what's even the point?
Yeah. Why would I bother with that bullshit? I don't know. Like, those were kick-ass games... But I played all of TIE Fighter while messed up on painkillers after getting my wisdom teeth pulled, so who knows.
So you played it all on, like, drugs or something? Like, on pain relievers?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Like, they gave me a bunch of, like, whatever it was. I don't know, Vicodin, Percocet, you know, whatever it was. Because, like, I started playing it the day after, like, basically the day after I got my wisdom teeth pulled. Like, I, you know, had some time off school or whatever the fuck it was I was doing. I guess I was out of school anyway, and just kind of sat there and, like, super focused on playing TIE Fighter and blasted all the way through it in a few days of, like, sitting around in my sweats, just kind of drooling. It was a good time. I don't know. I remember enjoying it.
Yeah, it seems like a good way to play a video game. It's just sort of out of your mind.
Probably depends on the game. There's probably some games you probably can't get away with that on. I don't know. But for that particular game, it worked out. Yeah.
Most games are pretty straightforward.
Yeah, for sure.
That's probably not tie up the phone line here in case other people want to call in.
Yeah. I'll move on here, but... So you are definitely not going to play Dragon Age. Is that that's the impression I get from both you and Dave? You're both just like, fuck that shit.
I mean, we're at different things. Like, I think he's not going to play it because he doesn't live to his standards for tactical games. I'm not going to play it. It looks like a good game. I just don't want to give them money for it.
Sure.
Because I because I don't want to punish them for Dragon Age 2. Like, that's it. Like, if I can play that game for free off a friend's account, or if I can wait a year and just buy it for, like, $3, then I'll probably play it.
Yeah, yeah.
But otherwise, I just don't want to give EA my money.
Fair enough. Anymore. Yeah.
I'm kind of...
Yeah, no. A lot of people came out of Dragon Age 2 feeling burned, so, yeah. Cool. All right.
Yeah, and yeah, the other stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Have a good one. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, see you, man.
See ya.
Have a good one.
Hot girls, BBW. Yeah. Type don't want to suck you dry and then eat some lunch with you. Yeah, so thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable. Ass on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable. Oh, yeah, you the man in the city when the mayor...
Here we go. Hello, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Matthew, calling from Florida.
Hey, Matthew, what's it like in Florida these days? The human condition.
Nice. It's actually nice, about mid-70s.
Okay, yeah. It's like super humid, like, is it just swampy all the time? Is it, does it have swamp ass 7 days a week?
Well, only about 8 or so months out of the year.
Okay, well, that sounds manageable then. What's on your mind?
Talking about playing relatively old games, I guess you would have considered as that old, but I actually went for Valkyria Chronicles on PC.
Yeah. And what do you think of it?
It's actually a really good strategy game, and Sega really shouldn't be that shocked that a strategy game does well on PC, especially a very good one.
Yeah, I mean, it was really well regarded when it came out originally, and, you know, but there were plenty of people that didn't have a PS3 or whatever, so they didn't necessarily have a way to play it. So, yeah, I mean, like, a good $20 game on Steam that is well regarded, like, yeah, it shouldn't be too shocking that that game did all right there. I wonder if it'll inspire them to bring over any more of their stuff, either to PC or just, like, some of their more kind of Japanese-y kind of concepts. Just bring them to the U.S. generally.
The thing is with that game, though, is that what the PC port is actually good, surprisingly.
Uh-huh.
And the fact is that they released that game in 2008. Remember that the PS3 was not selling well at that time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was a limited audience that could have even experienced that game in the U.S. to begin with, for sure. But it's good to hear that it came out well on the PC. I was thinking about looking at it. I don't know. It's not necessarily my kind of thing. Like, that type of strategy game usually doesn't... Like, I kind of respect them from a distance, but it's rarely something that I want to, like, dig deep into and just lose weekends to these days. I don't know. I'm just...
Well, I know Patrick is planning to do a quick look solo of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been playing a little bit of it, so we'll have him look at it for the site for sure. I kind of want to fiddle around with it, just because the concept of a PS3 to PC port and having it actually be a good port is relatively rare these days. Like, I just want to put my eyes on it and go, what'd you guys do? Like, how'd that go?
On a side note, if you saw Patrick's tweet yesterday, they even recreated the PS3 save menu.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. They just, like, well, we don't have this anymore built into the system level, I guess we might as well just make one, huh? Yeah, that's pretty wild.
And I guess on the last bit of news, PAX tickets did go on sale yesterday and pretty much sold out really quickly.
Yep, PAX East. I guess all the 3-day passes are actually, maybe all the single day passes are gone by now, right? But.
Yeah, I noticed 3-day passes sold out in 7 minutes.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. That thing is just, it's a juggernaut. It's so popular, but it's so popular with scalpers. Like, that's the thing, is like, you get the impression that, like, people are buying those passes and trying to turn around and sell them, which is a bummer that it has to that it goes down that way. I wish that they could come up with better ways to kind of put those passes in the hands of the people that actually want them to go and stuff. But
unfortunately, with any popular event, you're always going to have scalpers. That's just a thing.
Yep, for sure. I'm currently mulling over ideas for what to call our panel at PAX South. Because they're still accepting panel submissions for San Antonio. So I'm still trying to kind of figure that out.
I didn't think you guys were planning to go to PAX South. I thought you were just going to do PAX East and PAX Prime.
No, it's not going to be all of us. Like, it's not going to be 100% of everybody going to San Antonio. Since it's the first year, we kind of want to go down and kind of scope it out, feel it out. But, like, I'm going to go. I know Danny O'Dwyer is submitting panels, so I think, you know, GameSpot's going to send a couple of people. We'll probably have a few people and enough to put together some kind of panel. I'm thinking, like, doing something that is similar to our standard panel and then maybe pitching, like, a sub-panel that is, like, a little more serious or something. I'm not really sure yet, but I'm kind of thinking over some ideas.
I think the fact that PAX East is sold out and PAX South has it, I think kind of shows PAX South as a thing is not really needed.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, it also could be a thing where, you know, the people of San Antonio are not conditioned to want to go to it. Like, everyone's very tentative. Like, we're only sending four people. Like, it's at the end of January, so there are a lot of publishers that just don't have games to show, so they're not going to go. And so, like, that has kind of a knock-on effect eventually where you're like, well, what games are going to be there for me to go see if I'm a PAX attendee? I think it'll take it always takes, like, the first PAX East was kind of crummy. So, you know, maybe they just need a good first year in San Antonio to kind of prove to people that it's a good show and a good town for it and a good time for it. And maybe people will kind of be smarter at building around it next year.
But there's also one thing to consider. Unlike Boston, Texas has several gaming conventions there. They have RTX, they have QuakeCon, they have other things in Texas.
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm not exactly sure a PAX was needed in Texas.
Yeah, you might be right. And also, I think it's the same weekend as MAGFest. So it's kind of like directly competing with some other show, isn't it? I want to say that they're the same weekend. Not that MAGFest is in Texas, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, I think it might be going up against another show. I can understand, like, PAX Australia. Australia gets nothing. It's good that they get something. I'm not, like I said, I think PAX South is a bit different on that regard.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think for us it'll be fun either way. You know, if it's a low-key show, that's kind of cool, too, because we can just go in and do our thing and just kind of hang out, and it'll be a little less hectic than PAX Prime and PAX South have become, or and PAX East, rather. PAX East is actually going to be a really kind of a hassle for industry stuff because it overlaps with GDC next year.
Unfortunately, I don't think Penny Arcade has much say in that. They have a contract for like 10 years with the Boston Convention Center.
Yeah. So it's the final day of GDC is also the first day of PAX East. So I'm sure Penny Arcade has, I don't know how much say they have in any PAX at this point. I think it's more the expo company, Reed, that calls a lot of those shots these days. I'm not sure, but but yeah, no, that's that'll be interesting because there'll be a lot of people that'll be at GDC and then have to fly cross country from San Francisco to Boston to go build a booth and do all sorts of other stuff. So it could be really crazy.
I will kind of end with this. After experiencing PAX for the first time at PAX Prime and the madness that is trying to go to your panel, they really need to do some kind of off-site queuing because they cannot stop people from lining up like 3 hours ahead of time. That ain't going to happen. They need to do something where they can hold those people somewhere else.
Yeah, they'll have their little queue rooms and stuff like that, but that only goes so far, I think. It's you know, it's worked out reasonably well so far for a lot of people, but yeah, there's definitely, you know, there's definitely some crowd control that has to take place. I feel like the show floor at PAX has just gotten busier and busier and busier. It's where it's just harder to get on there and see anything these days. But
the problem is, for your panel specifically, people start lining up for it while another panel group is still in queue.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
So there's no queue space available for your panel when people start getting up, and it starts creating, and you understand the problem, it starts creating fire hazards and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, ultimately, you know, we kind of just submit a panel, and they give us a time, and we show up and do it. It's,
yeah, it's just one of those things that I noticed while when I was doing it at PAX Prime.
Yep, for sure. All right, well, I'm gonna move on, get somebody else on the phone here, but thanks a lot for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. See ya.
50 Cent Radio on the drop by Nina 9, and actually, shout out to that MLB.
Finally, some 50 Cent.
Strategy. They
put my hand where they all on me like they chase all my hands.
Remember this song? No? You're better off.
I think not. I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, a hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Man, I was listening to that Fugees song. Hey, what's up? Who is this and where are you?
Hi, I'm Cody from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Hello, Cody. Canadian Cody.
Yeah.
Yes. How's it going?
Good. I just beat Spelunky for the first time.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's crazy. Yeah. Is that...
Thank you. I've been playing since Patrick started his stream.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. So is that... What's the main... Is it Yama, or is Yama, like, one of the weird sub-bosses? Or secret bosses or
you
something?
You gotta beat Olmec first.
Uh-huh.
And then after you beat Olmec, you go through hell to beat Yama.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's... Sometimes I make it to the ice part. I don't know.
Yeah. And I spent the entire last week barely making it into the jungle. And then today I sat down, first try, beat it. So...
Yeah, I guess that's how the game goes, right? You just kind of work on the fundamentals, and then everything lines up one day, and you have your run.
Exactly, yeah.
Which version are you playing?
I'm kind of off the high of that.
Yeah.
I actually was playing the PS4 version.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I messed around with that version a little bit.
I've been playing the PS3 before that.
Yeah, nice. You know, I would probably get some beans in there, like some refried beans or something like that. You might consider putting a second shredded cheese on top of your melted cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people put like olives and peppers and stuff like that in there. That's not my, I can't truck with that. That's not my thing, but that's definitely, you know, fairly common.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm not a fan of that sort of extra veggies.
Yeah, yeah. I might go beans. Like a beans and cheese. You know, you might just like go all the way crazy into just basically making a burrito with chips and throw some rice in there too. Fuck, I don't know. That's a little, that might be a little crazy. Throw some corn chips in there.
Sure.
I don't know. Double chips, like different, put some Fritos on top.
Fritos? Yeah.
Get weird with it.
I dig it.
Yeah. Or, you know, just get some chips and some, like, macaroni and cheese, and then pour the macaroni and cheese over the chips with some chili.
Yeah, there's one time I made burritos that were basically entirely, like, Kraft macaroni and cheese and hot dogs. I had a Dan Reichert meal.
Yeah, that sounds like a good way to live and to die.
Yep. Make it all quick and painless.
Yeah, awesome. I almost want to try that.
Wasn't bad, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, I bet it's okay. That's the Cheesecake Factory has these like deep fried macaroni and cheese balls that are real fucked up, but real good. But you feel yourself dying as you bite into them.
And it's like fair food at a restaurant.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's like the worst. I'm surprised they don't serve it on a fucking stick.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, all right, Cody. Congratulations on your Spelunky run.
Thanks. Thanks for the site. It's been my favorite thing for quite some time, Jeff.
Cool. Thanks. Have a good Thursday. See ya.
Yeah. You too, dude. Bye.
Bye. Traffic's lined up pretty well here, but it was slow for a good long time. It's actually like, I feel like I'm kind of behind schedule a little bit. Hey, so much for that. Hey, what's going on? Where are you?
Hey, how you doing? It's Chris from Boston.
Hey, Chris, what's the word?
Hey, so in talking about recent news today, they found out, Arc System Games, they released the online modes for Guilty Gear Xrd.
Yeah.
And it got me excited because it's like, finally people are doing things that are like actually important. They're using like, so one of the things they have is you can use the cell phone app that comes game free to sign up for tournaments, like organize online tournaments and stuff like that. You don't have to use like the super terrible in-game interfaces.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's like it's like one of the things where it's like, it finally feels like somebody's starting to get it, like what fighting games are supposed to be when you're playing online. And granted, they've always been ahead of the curve, but I don't know, I guess my goal when I go back to like, I tried to get back into Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
And playing online is abysmal. Like, it feels like you have no control. You can't tell if the match is going to be good or bad. I don't know if there's much to say about it, but it's like, it was one of those things that got me actually really excited for Guilty Gear Xrd, or getting it right.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, like, I, you know, it's been, how that stuff was kind of all right. And then that the Advanced Warfare app that is out now is actually not too bad either, for like clan stuff. You know, it'll pipe clan chat to you, so you know when the people in your group are getting ready to play and stuff like that, which I thought was kind of a smart thing. Finally, you know, it's just like that stuff has been so shitty for so long. I'm sure there's still plenty of like crappy apps for that stuff out there. I guess I just like, I wish that all that stuff, and I guess it would never work this way because you're always going to need something custom, but I wish that stuff like that could be integrated into, like, the default PlayStation app and the Xbox Smart Glass app of just, like, here's an offshoot that, like, you know, here's this game's suite of features that's all built into one app instead of having to go and download a custom app for every single game.
Yeah, I would really love for those official, like, console apps to be more than just like fancy storefronts. Like, I was disappointed in like the actual functionality of the PS4 app. Like, I feel like it doesn't do anything that I couldn't do either from the website or from the PS4 itself.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no reason for it.
Totally. Like, the only thing it's really useful for is like, I don't, you know, it's if I happen to be responding to a message, it's way easier to type those messages on my phone than it is with a DualShock. But you know, that's. I'm not really doing a lot of text communicating on either system, so it's a limited use sort of thing. And yeah, I mean, like Smart Glass, like the custom the apps that have existed as like the second screen stuff, either in Smart Glass or on the PS4, have just been lame. They've been kind of pointless.
Yeah, totally. But it's like talking about like text communication of like the new Persona 4. The Ultimax business as well, but they have the new 64-person lobbies where you're just kind of walking around
in
a lobby, and then you sit down at the consoles and stuff like that too. But you can use, I think you can, use your phone to actually type into the lobby, and you can have, like, actual chat that is not voice in the 64-player lobby. And that's super good. Like, nobody's done that. And, like, that's what people need going forward.
Yeah, it seems like that's going to be the thing, is, you know, more and more games, whether they do it themselves through a custom app or whatever, like, just better integration of that stuff, just, you know, once they can kind of assume at this point that, you know, most people have a smartphone that they can rely on to offload some of those kind of communication features, or just some of the text entry and some of the real base level stuff. I think that's super cool. I actually thought the SingStar, it's not the deepest integration in the world, but like SingStar being able to use your phone as a microphone, I thought was super fucking smart.
Yeah.
Just like lower the barrier to entry, so you don't have to go buy a microphone, all this other stuff. Like that's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. So did you hear about the SingStar stuff that came out today? Apparently that game is super terrible.
Really? No, it's...
Getting 1.5 and 2.
Wow, yeah. No, it's like, I haven't really messed with it. Like, I bought some PS3 songs, but didn't, I haven't actually sung anything on the PS4 yet, since E3.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, but, you know, yeah. I guess that'll come out in the next couple of days, but,
all right,
I'll let
you go. Cool. All right, see ya. All right, I think this is gonna be our last call. Hello, hey, where are you? Who are you? Both of those questions are questions.
This is Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, Ryan?
Can you turn on your radio? I got an echo.
Yeah, sure.
All right, perfect. Yeah, that's gone. Cool. All
right.
I'm from Chad, and I got an important question from yesterday that's been killing me.
All right.
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, is it lacking because of the lack of tanks in the game?
No, I think it's probably better for not having tanks. I mean, the campaign does have walking tanks, weird spider tank things. So, you know, it's got future tanks, which future tanks are better than tank tanks. Tank tanks, there are people, they don't have rights, they're not meaningful, they don't matter. Walking tanks, future tanks, like, they have legs like people have. You can trust a walking tank. It's practically a person.
So you're saying we don't need to make the tanks, like, remote control, like drones. We need to make them humanized, like in The Matrix, when it went all crazy, like The Matrix 3, I think it was.
Basically, yeah. I mean, I want to see an anime lady representation of a tank, and that's when tanks get interesting, you know? That's the world of tanks I want to live in.
So, that Bio Commando game where you could, like, shoot the hook up and then your one arm was like a tank gun, is that considered like? I mean, he had legs and arm that shot rockets.
I think a tank gun is not a tank. It's part of a tank that you could, you know, you could use as a tool. I mean, tanks are tools. A tank is like a wrench. You know, it's something people use and then discard when they no longer need.
All right. What's your favorite color of tank? If there was a tank that was mechanized, would it have to be? I don't even know where to go from there.
I think it's crazy. It's solid gold. It's Master P's solid gold no limit tank. Is the definitive tank. When you run a ride on the tank, you want to ride on Master P's solid gold. No limit tank. Gold tanks.
Old tanks are out. Forget old tanks with wheels and their mechanized rotors and the hover tanks, because Destiny has hover tanks. What about hover tanks?
I mean, hover tanks are, I mean, they can float, and that's kind of cool. It's like a hoverboard, but, like, it can shoot. So, I mean, that's pretty okay. You know, I can't get mad at hover tanks. They can hover.
They didn't really utilize it right, though. It didn't fly over water or anything. It was just flying over the land, so I didn't realize. And it didn't fly up in the air, so I didn't realize what the hovering was all about.
Yeah, I don't know. It's you know, maybe when they get around to the sequel, we can truly get to the bottom of why these tanks hover. I hear that's actually the whole story of the sequel is getting to the bottom of this hovering tank thing.
They don't really get it when it comes down to it. They just need to strap tank suits and tools on humans and just make humans better, like Call of Duty.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, a tank is a tool that we can use to make humans better by shooting at the humans with the tank.
How is Halo 5 going to add tanks to their game to make it... Well, they already have tanks.
Yeah, they've already got tanks. They can stand to update their tanks to hover, though. I mean, those tanks in Halo don't hover.
And you can't get a tank suit.
Yeah, you could maybe get some tank armor or something. I guess the Covenant tank hovers.
That's true, and you can drop in the tank and steal a tank, but we need to weaponize Master Chief as a tank, like...
Are you saying, like, a Transformer? Like, he needs to be able to turn into a tank?
I like games where the character grows in size, like in Diablo 3, when you grow bigger with those, some of those mods. You feel like a badass, like, you're just taller than everyone, and I like when games do that. So, if Master Chief, like Super Mario, when you get the mushroom, you can grow bigger, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, there could be like an item you pick up, and then you get like the weird flaming helmet, and then you get one more of those items, and then you just turn into a tank. I like it.
It's
best feeling. All right, we'll get, once 343 is done fixing their broken game, maybe they can, when they get back to Halo 5, they can see about tanks, like push B to tank, and like push B in a direction to boost, push B in no direction to turn into a tank.
How about hold B to go tank? Because you can't go prone in Halo, and they haven't added that yet. So
that's true.
Maybe they will add going prone. Maybe prone next. That's like the secret reveal. We'll get that the week before. Like, whoa, breaking news! You can go prone, and you become a tank. And when you go prone, tank prone, you can become a small tank.
If you think about it, going prone in any shooter kind of makes you behave like a tank. Because, you know, the controls are more about, you know, your kind of... Your rotating turn and your forward and back. Like, you know, but going prone is the most tank-like thing a human can do.
I'm so used to that fucking screen that says, prone block. I'm like, motherfucker, there's nothing in my way. So I'm turning 2 inches to the left.
Yeah. Right? Prone blocked. If you were a tank, nothing could block you from going prone.
I think I should have a hover, like, suit that makes me hover off the ground so that I can, like, hover and rotate real quick.
What if you could hover and then go prone while you were still hovering?
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa was right.
So if Dave Lane took that concept, added in, like, a game where you're kind of like Pong, and you could, like, have special moves. You could cross the center line, and there was 2 goals, and they could switch sides, sizes, and you throw this, like, I don't know, frisbee-looking thing from side to side, and guys hovered and had to have special moves to throw this frisbee in the goals on the other side, and you could get 3 points, and sometimes when you said 3 points, you would think you were saying Detroit, and it was awesome. I loved it. Yeah, I mean, just something like that concept would be money.
I think that would work. I think that, you know, Detroit is would benefit from frisbee throwing tanks. Maybe what this nation needs to get back on its feet again and be the America that I know and love.
Detroit made a lot of tanks back in the day.
Uh-huh.
We were the tank factory.
That's right.
If we got back to the roots, that would stop all the manufacturers from leaving. Bring the tanks back.
Yeah, bring back a tank factory somewhere around, like, I don't know, like five mile, six mile, I don't know. Those are the only roads I know of. Where did South Del Rey? Where's ICP always talking about?
They're talking usually about 8 miles. 8 miles the name of the street, and then they could talk about all their other Runyon Ave and bullshit-ass neighborhoods and Highland Park, and I'm just trying to think of all these ghetto places. I'm on the west side of Detroit. From the north side, I go to the city for
the casino and the ball games, but other than that, I think if they had a tank factory, it probably wouldn't be in Detroit. It seems like they have their big factories in Flint.
Yeah, put them in Flint and then roll the tanks into Detroit. And then...
blow up the quote. Well, that's what they're doing right now to make this new Joe Louis Arena. They're kind of just burning down all the houses. Like on Devil's Night, they burned down like 100 or so houses.
Yeah.
The fire department won't even roll on them. Because what's the point of putting out a house that's worth a piece of shit? It's better off just burning down. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's... At some point, you just got to, like, yeah, just cut and run.
Exactly. Well, they just switched the squatter rule, so no longer can you squat in a house and say it's yours. It took forever to switch that law.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
pretty comical, though. There's good stories on the news, like people buying these houses for like $1,200, and then people will not move out, and they get in fights, and they're like, the police can't do anything. And they tell the people that are just squatting there, well, move out your shit back in, and you live on one side of the house, and guess what? You have the deed, and you bought the house, you live on the other side of the house.
That sounds like a bad solution.
She got so mad, she got took in the jail. And took in the court and signed over the whole ordeal. And the squatter was living in her house the whole time.
Man, that's fucking crazy.
That was just like a month ago.
Yeah,
they switched all the rules now, so squatter rule is gone. So you can no longer squat.
Well, you know, OCP is going to come in and clean up the town. Don't worry about it.
Well, they said they just, they have now, not a deficit, but a gain in the budget. So now we're going to have money to spend on streetlights and all the good stuff that you need, right? Streetlights.
Yeah, streetlights. That's pretty. It starts and ends at streetlights. Those aren't easy to break or steal for wiring.
Yeah, all the old ones are stolen wiring. Yeah, tanks need to be able to see where they're going because tanks usually don't have lights on.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, I think tanks are best if they're, like, infrared, so they can just kind of see in the dark, so that people can't see the tanks coming. Stealth tank.
All right, I'm going to free up the line because everyone's kind of yelling in chat.
All right.
Cake Factory.
Yep, Cake Factory. That guy just said Cake Factory? I'm surprised there haven't been more, like, movies set in, like, a version of Detroit where it's just like, you know, like, Detroit has just become lawless and everyone goes there to hunt humans or, you know, like some, like, your Dangerous Game Condemned style stories or something. Like, how come there aren't a billion of those that are just set in Detroit? Maybe they're all getting written right now. And Eminem can cameo in all of them. Guy kicks down a door with a gun, and Eminem's sitting there going, "What?" It's the same scene every time. Someone kicks open a door, and Eminem's in there doing something. Maybe he's pooping. Maybe he's rapping. Maybe he's sleeping. And he just looks at the camera and goes, "What the fuck?" And then boring, and then the next scene. Not that all the movies are comedies. It's just, that's just... In order to film in Detroit, they have to do that.
Nothing like this, Splash Brothers with the aim. I wish a nigga would, boy. A nigga sleeping with your missus, nigga call me Young Mello, cause scoring is my shit, but I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock, chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the motherfucking money. 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 No limit to my money, I should get a tank. They walk me through the back, entering the bank. Chase. Base running every song, giving Hank. Safe. That's a hit, had him hit, lead a nigga play. He got 6 feet, I got 6 figures. Nothing less than 6 shots.
Yeah, no, maybe they need to go the other way with it and then just have some movie where Detroit is actually the new nation's capital and it is all super nice and shiny and crime free and like diverse and amazing. Like it's the model city. But there's a darkness as they try to bring that type of utopia to the rest of the country. A dark secret emerges. Mind control, I don't know. Kurt Russell is Snake Plissken in. If you got a problem with me, better wear vest. A fully fucking hot slugs flying out the tank. I put a couple hot slugs all in your chest. I'll be strapped like a white boy. Escape from America. One call, I have a nigga in a pump. Detroit is the last human city. My bitch is dumb, but I still don't let her not pop. See, you flip it, you turn it on its head. It's not Escape from Detroit. Everyone's trying to get into Detroit. A nigga sleeping with your missus, nigga call me Young Mello, cause scoring is my shit, boy. Welcome to the human race, he says. Then he posts in the world code. Handling a rock, chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the motherfucking money. It's all about the motherfucking money. This song sucks. And all about the motherfucking money. Like, you don't even sound like you believe it yourself. Fuck. I forgot to bring, I had leftover Chinese food from last night that I was going to bring to work and eat, and I didn't get it. Curses. Fuck this song. Oh, these lanes are not... Oh, come on, 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 come on. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fucking problem. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If I have somebody real... This lane doesn't actually seem closed, but everyone's getting out of it anyway. This is like a guy standing there waving people out of the lane, I guess. He's pointing at the street. Why? What? Okay, I gotta turn. So I'm getting back in the lane you told everyone to get out of. Get a more descriptive sign if you want me to do something else. But listen, nigga, nigga, rich. I be fucking broads like I be fucking bald. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars. Peace. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. You find somebody real, it's your fucking problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can sell. Oh, I know you love them when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should pray either, cause I don't have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along, unless you brought the weed alone. And just, okay. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger, I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker, get the busting. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking, not beans. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like
problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Yeah, ho, this the finale. A pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live inside the valley. Now vacate in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Business to me, just a car. That mean your friends is DB up to par. See, my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. I'm getting far, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, holly, do ya? Holla back, how do ya?
I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, got my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If you find somebody real, it's your fucking problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve.
From Hollywood to the hood, you never know who's gonna stop by Sway in the morning.
It's all things Sway.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Sway in the morning. You do it every single day. Tracy, what up? You bring any food?
Next time.
Okay, we're gonna turn to bring breakfast at the B. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Sway, as per usual.
Okay, make sure you guys tune in weekday mornings from 8 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern. We kick off your morning with the latest in news.
And you know I'm holding down the sports.
You know she is holding down the sports.
You never know who's gonna stop by. It's Sway in the morning right here on
J45.
Always felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it shit'll come back around and get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah. You ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
Well, took a while to get here this morning, but at least I made it. I'll see you guys later. Have a good Thursday.